our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli. Where'd that come from? Roberta, how about I try? You know what I was just doing?
Eating some blueberries.
No, actually, I was putting some tincture of tea tree oil on. Charlotte has a little hot spot. Sometimes in the skin of a dog. In the summertime, they get hot and sweaty. So I have this tincture is very good.
What is a tincture?
A tincture is a concentrate.
Oh.
It's like sometimes you can find, for example, using the same sort of thinking, the tea, what do they call it? It's a
tea
serum.
Oil?
No, there's a regular from a concentrated tea leave stuff.
I'm so confused. You mean like an essential oil, maybe?
No, but this is something that's used... It's a concentrate of tea that I put into drinks and stuff. It's very medicinal as well. Green tea extract, I think that's what it's called. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen green tea extract, but I have no idea. When you said tiki tikis, I don't know what that word is.
What
word did you say again?
Tiki. I said what I was. Well, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about a substance that you put on a sore or an itch.
An ointment.
And it's not an ointment. It is a liquid, but it is pungent, shall we say, but it heals. Very healing. This is tea tree oil. That's what it's called. Not to be confused with the
concentrate. Didn't I just say tea tree oil and you said no?
No. I don't know what
weird.
Yep. Who knows? Let's keep moving here. Later in the hour, Uri Geller is going to be here. If you've seen the story at DougSteffen.com today, and it's actually been out there for a week or so, about him being a spy for the CIA, we'll find out the story behind the story in a matter of moments. Panera Bread had an idea. Apparently, it wasn't that good.
Uh-oh.
It was a pay-what-you-can experiment. It's going to be retooled and brought back later on as a seasonal offering rather than a permanent one. It's called the Meal of Shared Responsibility. It's been pulled off. They started doing it in March. It was a single menu item, a turkey chili and a bread bowl. And they did it more or less in one area. There were 48 stores in and around St. Louis. They tried it there. Customers set their own price for the purchase. The retail price was $5.89. The idea was that the needy could get a nutritious meal for whatever they could afford to pay.
That's cool. And something like chili's cheap to make. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So they served 15,000 of these meals over the last couple of months, according to the founder of Panera. The experiment found flaws, however. Few needy people were actually participating.
Yeah, it's probably like loser kids that are
Most of the Panera locations are in high, affluent areas, middle-class areas where there's not likely to be a lot of homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
The publicity was great, but then people weren't aware of it, and so they didn't have a lot of call for it after the first month or so. So they decided the best thing to do was to pull it, retool it, and maybe relaunch it. Because the media loves stuff
like that. I like the concept, though. The concept is a really good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. Yeah, it's cool. All right, so that's one item of interest conversationally. Sarah Palin is back in the news.
Mm-hmm.
She has gone back to Fox to be a contributor. Word was that she is working there for peanuts. Because she wanted the exposure because she wants to run for the Senate. So
okay.
Sean Hannity was a willing, I wouldn't say he was duped. I think he knew what he was going to get into when he asked her the question. So here's Sean talking to Sarah Palin about whether she's considering to run for the Senate.
There's been talk you might run for senator in Alaska. Have you considered that at all?
I've considered it because people have requested me considering it, but I'm still waiting to see, what the lineup will be, and hoping that there will be some new bloods, new energy, not just kind of picking from the same old politicians in the state that come from political families that have sort of reigned up there for so many years because too many of them have been part of the problem. But I'm glad you brought that up because Senator Mark Begich has got to be replaced. He has not done what he has promised to do for the people of Alaska, and that was to represent what it is that the nation needs in terms of energy development, development and so many other natural resource development issues that are near and dear to an Alaskan's heart. Because he's on the wrong side of the aisle, he has to go along to get along with his Democrat leadership, and that's a shame. That is a waste of opportunity for our nation.
Right, Do you think that whoever's running doesn't have the ability?
It's the same old, same old. What is different about this? Oh, they're not serving the needs of the public.
Yeah, what else can she say? Everybody's doing a great job, but I just want the fame and notoriety.
Right.
I mean, she's going to have to say there's an issue so she can run.
Da, 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 da. The poll today at DougStephan.com has to do with the announcement that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is leaving this week and will appear on the Fox and Friends morning show as the replacement for Gretchen Carlson, who's going to do a show that used to be done by Megyn Kelly. Who's going to do what? Where is she? What's the music?
No one knows, actually. Fox just said they're promoting her to primetime, but they haven't said where. And there's no, like, gaping holes, because they renewed O'Reilly, they renewed Hannity, they renewed Greta, so I don't know. Maybe
not likely they're
going to
dump... O'Reilly character is the cash cow at Fox.
And you know what? Say what you will about him personally, he does a darn good show.
I find him very affable and very entertaining.
Yeah.
And he's exactly the opposite of what he says he is. The no-spin zone is nothing but spin. That's all it is.
Well, you know.
And he's a master at doing it. He's very good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's the number one show on Fox. That's why they pay him. They were paying him a step up. As I understood the last contract, this is all stuff that's gobbledygook rumor. He was getting $7 million, and then they staged it up over a four-year period to get $14 million. Most of the anchors of the nighttime news shows, which he would be considered in that league, when Katie Couric was doing, I think she was getting $15 million, and then they replaced
her
with
Kelly. That was an overpayment.
That was a who?
That was an overpayment, by the way.
Well, it depends on what the rest of the... They all pay...
For the job
happens.
She did, $15 million was a lot. I didn't think she was a great fit there.
Well, neither did anybody else.
Yeah.
But it was what they do is pay... It's a funny thing how it works. It's kind of like in football or any other high-visibility job. What happens is they compare... The agents just compare. What did the last guy get? Okay, we got to renegotiate. Larry King, all those people that were on, and that's why you're just saying the Fox people all just renewed. They would have renewed in a round that brought them into parity. Like Greta Van Susteren won't get what Sean will get. Sean won't get what O'Reilly will get. O'Reilly will set the tone. And they'll all bump up $1 million or so. I don't believe that Greta Van Susteren is probably making more than $2 million a year. Sean would be pretty close to 10. O'Reilly pretty close to 14. Those morning show people are probably $1 million or so a piece. I don't know what Hasselbeck was making. The rumor was it was $1.4 million, $1.5 million for doing The View. And that would be probably where she would be, or close to that, in and around the $2 million mark for being there with those other two guys. And they'd have to pay them all the same. You used to be able to get away with paying women on these shows less than men. And they could never say, okay, well, let's say you're watching an ensemble cast like the Today Show. Matt Lauer still gets more than everybody else, but that's because of the presumed value. When it comes to a show like Fox and Friends, there's no individual presumed value. People don't go to that kind of a show with they want to go see one particular person. Whereas the Today Show, they would want to go see Al Roker. They'd want to go see Matt. With the GMA, they want to go see Diane Sawyer. That's sort of what I'm
O'Reilly, saying. By the way, for the record, makes $16 million a year.
Okay.
From the O'Reilly factor.
Net worth is
$50 million.
Yeah. Well, he's made a lot of money, some books and that kind of stuff. Isn't he getting a divorce?
Yes, he had a bitter divorce.
Yeah.
And then he tried to get his wife's boyfriend investigated by the FBI because he was a former police officer, and he tried to get his wife kicked out of the Catholic Church. He's a very devout Catholic. So.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, so the poll today, who's your favorite previous co-host on The View? Meredith Vieira, Rosie O'Donnell, Star Jones, Debbie, is that the woman that I was on the plane with?
Debbie Matenopoulos, yes.
Yeah, that was the one okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never remember her name. Lisa Ling.
Yeah,
Lisa.
She was on this show before.
I remember Debbie, I rode back and forth. Was I going to New York or Boston? L.A., I think it was L.A., New York. She was sitting next to me. And I don't know who she was. I'd never seen her before, but we got into, she had these big glasses on like she was trying to protect herself from being seen. So
because everybody knows who she is.
Right. I don't know who she was. And I didn't, and I played like I didn't know who she was. And so anyway, she told me the story of her life, including the time that she was on The View. She was like 22, 23 years old, made a complete fool of herself, and she was the first to admit it.
She became very egotistical, and she demanded a bunch of money, and they said, see you later, bring on Lisa Ling.
Right. Adios, muchachos. Anyway, she learned her lesson, apparently, because now she doesn't have anywhere near the exposure, does she, during these entertainment shows?
Oh, no. No one's even, I mean, I don't think people even know who she is anymore.
Well, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a nice conversation. She was very pleasant. Ladies and germs. Oh, no, that's gentlemen. Sorry. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Therapy. 800-525-8319. Why am I putting all this together? I want you to understand that Provia takes care of thinning hair. You can leave the problem behind you safely and naturally by using Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment. It tackles the main causes of hair thinning naturally by cleaning out the pores. This makes nothing but sense. Your pores get plugged up over the years because you've used bad creams and lotions and washes and that kind of stuff. So the hair stops growing because the pores are plugged up. So now Provia cleans out the pores so the hair can start growing again. It's cool. You won't be frustrated anymore. You'll look better. Women like this a lot. And because it brings back the hair, you'll find a lot of people say, hey, this is cool. Let's try it. 800-525-8319. Call now. I think I've told you the story. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-8319. Free month supply of Provia. When you mention Doug Steffen, 800-525-8319.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
This is a story about big girls. By the way, Bad Girls, Donna Summer was number one during this week in 1979. From the College of Musical Knowledge, the Dougster, here with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Richie has taken a couple days to go to the beach with his family, understandable. And it actually is beach time, so why not, right? Mm-hmm. And then Kenny didn't feel well today, so he's off and about. Jennifer and Roberta and I are on to the big issues of the day. Here's the story of Tara Costa. Do you know her story, Jennifer?
I don't, huh?
She was on The Biggest Loser, lost 155 pounds.
Oh, I heard about this. I didn't know that was her name, yeah.
Signed an agreement with a fitness company to market kickboxing. And she's not able to do it because she's gained the weight back. They paid her $45,000 to promote the website I Love Kickboxing.
Mm-hmm.
However, she's not able to do that.
Well, she has to pay it back now, which
apparently
is a bummer, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's the you wonder about some of these things, sometimes some of these silly people and what they get themselves into. Speaking of silly people, Roberta, you have the stats now from New York, the NYPD. This is not from one of the television shows, but actual criminal activity.
Yes.
In New York.
Yes.
This is bad news, folks.
Apparently, if you like to speed, if you like to go faster in your car than the speed limit, well, come to New York City.
You're welcome to it.
You're welcome to it. Because apparently, according to statistics in 2011 and 2012, New York's finest, the Men in Blue, the New York Police Department, they issued more tickets to drinking pedestrians, in other words, open container laws, and to riding on the sidewalk with your bicycle than they did to speeding on local streets.
Yeah, but there's so much traffic, you can't speed in New York.
Well, right, that's another.
You ever been in a cab in New York? Hello.
I've driven several times in New York.
So it's just kind of amusing that bicycle sidewalk riding. In other words, if you ride your bike on the sidewalk rather than on the bike lanes in New York, even though there's that new city bike thing that now is absolutely marvelous, where you pay $95 a year, Doug, and there are city bike kiosk stands all over the city. You get a little card that unlocks it, and you can ride from one kiosk stand to another. You have a 45-minute limit on each bike.
Really?
But the kiosk stands, some of them are like 2-3 blocks apart from one another. And you can just ride a bike from one place to the other, unlimited, for $95 a year, which is pretty cool, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I belong to it.
Yeah, good for you.
But if you're riding a bicycle on a sidewalk, drinking a pina colada, you're in big trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Just, make sure speeding down the street, perfectly okay.
Yeah.
silly, but that's the way it is.
Silly, that's
but when Anthony Weiner gets into power, that'll all change.
Oh,
he and Elliot Spitz are going to change everything in New York when they get
you
elected.
You think so?
Yeah.
The Weiner Spitzels.
Yeah. The fact that Mexico has surpassed the U.S. in obesity rates.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, the Mexican food. I feel like I'm a Jimmy Fallon sort of. All the late night guys, they'll make a statement. Mm-hmm. You heard that Mexico surpassed the U.S. in obesity.
And then you're going to make a joke.
And then after that, it was in all the papers.
Well, let's hear your joke.
Well, I wasn't going to make a joke out of it because I think it's serious. It's a serious problem that they have.
Why are you like Jimmy Fallon?
No, but I was starting to say, I actually did have in my mind the obesity rates are bigger in Mexico as it has to do with eating the Mexican food, and then I was thinking about the restaurant waiter that licked a taco before he brought it out to the patron. That's on my mind.
Taco?
Yeah, you didn't hear that story?
No,
leaving that alone.
Yeah, but really? You didn't think you're not impressed with that?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It is kind of disgusting. But a lot of things get done. My son, when he was a waiter, used to say how well because she wasn't happy with the police officer that ordered it, so she licked it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Coming up,
this taco soggy. I want another.
A judge orders a woman to write about being a lady. Plus, Uri Geller joins us here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you this question. How many times a day have you used the word love? Now, it could be one, it could be two, it could be many, but when you use it, how many times have you used that word to express an emotion that you have about somebody else or something else? Probably about 100% of the time. Now, how many times have you said the following, I love my life? That's right. I love my life. Why can't you internalize the love that you have for your life? If it means so much to other people when they hear that you love them, imagine what it does for you when you say to yourself, I love life. I love myself. And if you just focus on those things, the way you approach life will increase. Your acceptance of yourself will increase. So today, say to yourself, I love life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel.
You landed on New York steak.
Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Jackpot.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Jackpot.
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it.
Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Jackpot.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, Uri Geller is going to join us and going to try to get to the bottom of whether or not he was a CIA spy. That story at DougStephan.com, along with the story of a woman who has been ordered by a county judge to think about how a lady ought to behave in public after pleading guilty in connection with disorderly conduct and drunken public.
Hey, you think about that.
Yeah. So, her name is Tony King, 21 years old. Arrested after Officer Chris Biggerstaff.
I'd like to meet him.
Local police department. I knew I was going to be in trouble with that one. Indicated in a magistrate's order that she stole some beer and appeared to be intoxicated in a store in the city. The order states that Ms. King also shouted at and rudely insulted people using profanity. The order for this incident states that Ms. King, after she kicked the police officer, Mr. Biggerstaff, he was trying to arrest her for stealing the beer. She punched him, didn't get into his car, and took her belt off and apparently belted him.
Oh,
so she was at least conscious enough to be
able. She's a violent thing.
She is a hot little, not a hot tamale. Anyway, she got sentenced to 45 days in the Hooskow. And then that was suspended in favor of 12 months of supervised probation, along with a substance abuse assessment, you think? She also was sentenced to write a two-page paper on how a lady ought to act in public.
Ugh. That's insulting, first of all. This whole business about how a lady should act in public, no person should take off their belt and hit a police officer. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Right, not just ladies. No.
under the circumstances. That's all right, Jen, bring us up to date, will you please, on the woman who was thought to be dead.
Yeah, this story
apparently
is so
ready
crazy.
To get her Fair. Organs. Where's Richie?
And I wish that Rich McFadden were here because he is always telling me that you shouldn't have the donor sticker on your driver's license because if you do, he thinks that they aren't going to be as fast to save you because they want to harvest your organs. And I always say, you're crazy. I'm going to be a donor. Blah, 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 blah. Well, imagine waking up and seeing operating room lights and doctors standing over you armed with scalpels and other scary-looking operating tools.
And marks all over your body.
Yeah,
so liver.
This lady, Colleen Burns, she's 41. She arrived at the emergency room at St. Joe's Hospital Health Center in Syracuse, New York. She had suffered from a drug overdose, and mistakenly, the doctors thought she was dead, so they were about to harvest her organs right before she opened her eyes. Insane. Now, there is some good news here. This happened back in 2009. She was unresponsive due to an overdose of Xanax and Benadryl. Careful of that combo.
Mm-hmm.
And they've sued and checked into this hospital, you know, to see like how they could have possibly made this mistake, right?
Yeah.
Well, they've only given the hospital a $6,000 fine for the incident. I think maybe it's worth a little bit more than that. Do you think?
Yeah, I think.
$6,000, that's it? After you've done all this, you know, research into what happened and what went wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hooray! For at least getting to the bottom of it quickly.
She had even been in the hospital for, I mean, this wasn't even like an emergency room situation where they thought she was dead. She actually was in the hospital for a week, and she was having seizures, and her CAT scans revealed that her brain was normal. I mean, but yet, she still ended up getting almost harvested.
Yep. That's what Rishi says, don't do it.
Yep.
That's what he said. By the way, Rishi is having some fun with his family this week, so he's off. And Ken is not here during this hour of the program. I'm expecting he'll be back soon. He wasn't feeling well. He got some new kind of medication, which sometimes
taking a little rest.
People for a loop. Meanwhile, one of our favorites, Uri Geller, is going to be here to discuss a documentary that basically claims he was a CIA spy in the 70s.
So exciting.
We'll find out about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Attention men. If you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-4670. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-4670. That's 800-464-4670. Call 800-464-4670.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
It's 20 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Most people who follow this program know that Uri Geller and I have been friends for a long time. I love having him on the program. He always has something to say, sometimes when there's nothing really to be said. But that's cool, because that's what entertainment and conversation is all about. But we have to get to the bottom of this story. It's been floating around for the last month or so. In fact, we've had it posted at DougSteffen.com for a couple of weeks. There's a documentary that claims that you were a CIA spy in the 1970s, doing your television stuff, doing all your amazing things, working not only for the CIA, but for the Iraqi Mossad. And this documentary is called The Secret Life of Uri Geller, Psychic Spy, contends that you are recruited to work with the CIA in the psychic arms race. So what's the story behind the story?
Well, Dougie, first of all, that BBC documentary, for some reason, the BBC moved it to the 21st of July.
All right.
They were first going to broadcast it in October. But look, to make a long story short, throughout my career, Doug, I have written many books in which I always hinted ever so gently, lightly, of my involvement with the espionage world. And I always felt that nobody really, you know, find out, nobody will try to elaborate more about my work. But what happened is that the Freedom of Information Act, you know, kicked in,
yeah,
and top secret CIA documents came into light, and there was my name in many, many different places in these documents. You know, that when I was brought to the United States and studied at Stanford Research Institute, that was funded by the, partly by the CIA. And the film is actually available to be seen on my website. I'm talking about the experiments, not the BBC documentary, because that's not out yet. And indeed, I have done some very interesting things for certain agencies. I do not want to mention any names. You will deduce that from the documentary. But I've done, for instance, I was asked to erase floppy disks. At that time, in the 70s, information was stored on floppy disks. So I would sit behind or on an airplane that was flying to Paris, from which, from where these, say, KGB agents would switch a plane to fly to Russia, and they had in a suitcase a floppy disk chained to the wrists, and I would sit behind them and I would just say the word erase, 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 and I managed to erase the tapes. Going more into the future, meaning not long ago, I was asked by Senator Claiborne Pell, who was the head of the American Foreign Relations Committee, to bombard Yuli Vorontsov, the Russian nuclear arms reduction negotiator, to sign the nuclear arms reduction treaty. So I stood behind Yuli Vorontsov. I came very close to his head, maybe 3 or 4 inches, and I transmitted into his brain, sign, 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 and they signed. Now, of course, I can't take full credit that I totally did it myself, but these are the positive missions that I took, you know, responsibility for, and they're all positive. I always said no to dark, dark things.
So you were a spy.
I don't know. That you will have to you will have to find out. But Doug, put Uri Geller on the side now. Look, I have a very amazing guest who came from Germany today. He's known worldwide. One of his YouTubes, let me tell you who he is. First of all, his name is Simon Piero. He's famous as the iPad magician. He performed at Apple stores and around the world. And he has more than 10 million hits on YouTube.
Wow.
All you have to do is search Simon and iPad. He's a huge name in the TV primetime for many years. And he does unbelievable things. I mean, it just freaked me out. He just put on his iPad a spoon. This is in the iPad screen. And he pulls it out of the iPad, and it starts bending. Now, I mean, you know, who is the king of bending spoons? It's Uri Geller. But when you see something of this nature, it's just freaky. I don't know if this guy is real or not. He just freaked me out. So let me just pass the phone over to Simon. Just ask him a few questions. Simon, this is Doug.
Thank you. Hi, Doc.
Hi, Simon. Also with me is Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. So is everything Uri says about you true?
Yeah, well, actually, I do entertainment with the iPad, and I just love to do digital magic. What's what I call it? And whatever you ask me, I get it out of the iPad. So if I show you a picture of a tennis court, I zoom into the tennis ball and grab the tennis ball out of the iPad. So
what do you mean you grab it out of? It comes out of the iPad. The ball comes out of the iPad.
Yeah,
like a rabbit out of a hat.
Wow, that's impressive. I like it.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second. I know how you're doing this.
Hmm.
I got it.
How?
Somehow or other, this thing is connected to a 3D fax. I mean, a
3D printer. That could be.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That would be one solution, maybe, but not the one that you wouldn't see while I was performing. So I guess it's another one.
You wouldn't tell us how you did it anyway. No magician reveals how he does his act, right?
That's it. But instead of telling you how that works, we're working on new things, and that's just amazing to work with Uri Geller on something. So I'm just if you go on Google and go for Simon and iPad, or you go to my website, if I may mention that.
Sure.
www.iPad-magician. So iPad magician with a minus.
iPad with a hyphen in it.
.com.
iPad hyphen magician.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah.
-magician.com. Mm-hmm. If you go on that website, you will find more about me, and then you will soon see something on YouTube that I'm performing with the legendary Uri Geller, which is fantastic for me.
Uri's going to pull a key out of the iPad. You're going to pull a ball out of the iPad. Is that it?
I wouldn't be wondering if he's bending my iPad at the end. But I hope it still works at the end.
I would have thought that would be very difficult to do, to bend something like an iPad.
Oh, if someone can do it, then it's Uri Geller.
Yeah, that's so right. Uri can do just about anything. Right. So did you learn anything from Uri? Have you followed him over the years? I'm assuming you're younger than Uri is, but you've been at this long enough to perfect this particular gig. How much influence was Uri on you in getting to where you are?
Well, I'm 34, and I know him since I'm a kid, not in person, but from television. So that he's a legend in Germany as well. Everyone knows him. I'm just surprised about everyone I told I'm going to Uri Geller, working with him on something new. Everyone knows him. So of course, I've never been into spoon bending. I don't know how Uri is doing that. I'm just sitting here and I'm amazed how the spoon bends. I don't know. That's not my part of field. I'm the digital magician. I wanna combine that, and I had this idea about combining spoon bending with iPad technology, and
that's
so he will influence me a lot with the work I'm going ahead now.
All right, iPad-magician.com. Simon Piero, thank you. Passing back over to Uri for a second, would you?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Nice to chat with you. Yep.
Okay, Dougie.
This guy is, you're doing something with him, so you must think that he's moderately for real.
He's amazing, really. Again, I urge all your listeners to check out his website, because on it you will see some things that you've never seen before. Let me just repeat it. The short name is simonpiero.com. Simonpiero.com. And I think that you will be seeing something extraordinary very soon.
This is pretty amazing. I'm looking now, Uri. It's incredible. Yeah. We'll put it up on our Facebook page also at facebook.com/GadayShow.
Yep, we'll do that. All right, Uri, stay healthy, stay away from the CIA, and bend as many spoons as you can until the next time we chat. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's time for our weekly visit with a man who's in the know and on the go. I'm very corny today for whatever the reason. I guess some could make the argument I'm corny every day. Warren Eckstein is your pet's best friend. He's been swimming in the waters with the dogs for a long time. Actually, I'm going to tell you a story about Charlotte and swimming in the water in just a moment. Plus, we have our video of the day, which is right up Warren's alley. Warren Eckstein has a great line of pet products, too, called Hugs and Kisses, which you might want to check out at thepetshow.com or at hugsandkisses.com. Charlotte has them, and it's good for her, and I know it'll be good for your pet, so you might want to check them out again. Hugsandkisses.com. Warren joins us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so here's Warren with, actually, first, I'm sending you someplace before you send us someplace, Warren. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is a commercial, but it's, even though it's a commercial, it's still amazing to see. Watch the video today at DougStephan.com. Features a lot of dogs, all used in one giant Goldberg machine. All right? You know what a Goldberg machine is?
I was afraid to ask.
Really? It's like an Eckstein machine, only it's different. Okay?
That clears it up, Doug.
Yeah, of course. I'm here to help clarify everything. You blogged today about pets and mobile devices. Are we talking about in the car, or are you talking about them eating mobile devices? What's the thread of this conversation?
The conversation was based on how many millions of dollars every year are lost because our dogs eat all the electronic devices we now carry, like BlackBerries and our phones and our little iPads and whatever we carry. Billions of dollars a year are lost due to our pets chewing. Now, who do you blame for that?
What do you mean, blame?
I mean, a lot of people blame it. It's a bad dog food.
You leave them around, the dog's going to chew them.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Whoever said, you know, as smart as our dogs are, never want to, you know, it's like the person who gives the dog an old shoe to play with, assuming that the dog is not going to chew the new shoes.
Oh, he's chewing on my shoes!
Let me give you a perfect example. I had a call on my show not too long ago from someone whose dog ate their telephone. So I said, what did you do? And he said, well, I saw the dog chewing the telephone, so I took the telephone away and I gave the dog a treat of his own. And I said, well, what did you just do? You just told the dog anytime he wants a treat to grab the telephone. You just rewarded the dog for the bad behavior.
Great.
Follow the psychology?
Yes, it's wonderful.
And that's exactly what happened. So the bottom line is you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't take a pet behaviorist or psychologist like me to figure it out. You have a phone, you have an iPad, put it out of your pet's reach.
I mean, Frankie, who was our second dog after Charlotte, used to chew everything up in sight. The television in California, he chewed up, I don't know how many, Brendan would leave him on the table, the clicker for the TV set.
Oh, the remote controls, yeah. That, you
he
know?
Ate batteries. And they came out the other end.
Oh. And it's like keep going and going and going.
His eyes were a little brighter and his tail wagged a little faster.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, you really got to be careful. Mm-hmm. There are batteries can be dangerous. Yeah. But those electronic devices, they always have like a little buzz or something. And remember, a dog's sense of hearing is so much better than ours that they pick up and it's kind of like a toy to them and they want to go play with it. So just be careful.
All right. So the other thing, speaking of being careful, Charlotte and I like to play on the pool or in the pool, around the pool. So I jump in the pool most every night with a bar of soap, get cleaned up, and Charlotte chases me around the outside of the pool, and I splash her, and she barks, and she has great fun. So the other night, I dropped my soap. I was in the deep end of the pool, and I went underwater to get the pool, soap, and I heard the splash, and I came to the surface quickly, and Charlotte had fallen into the pool, and bulldogs can't swim well in deep water. Oh, my God, Warren, all I could see was her eyes and her nose. That was it. She was pawing away to get. So I went, grabbed her, and I did get her out of the pool, and after she snorted and kicked out all of the water that was in her, she's fine.
Thank goodness you were there.
The only reason she go out there and play with me is because I was there, but the only reason I bring it up is because you got to be very careful in those circumstances, please.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackie Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackie berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.